W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of The Bone Road by N.E. Solomons, narrated by Rachel Atkins. Prologue. The second body was washed up out of the River Drina in the dawn light. Two fishermen found it sprawled on some rocks as they dawdled for an early morning carp. It was one of Inspector Simo Subotic's own favourite fishing spots, and it seemed less sacrosanct, tarnished and blooded by the discovery of the swollen and headless corpse. Simo stepped closer and peered down at the unidentified body, the Petar Petrovic, what the Americans called a John Doe. The cadaver was naked, except for a pair of torn and filthy Y-fronts, and bloated from the water. As Simo stepped closer, he saw immediately that the body also lacked hands and feet. They'd found the first body 6 weeks ago, 2 miles downstream, caught in mooring lines, part of a torso only, and it had been in the water for so long and had deteriorated so much that the pathologist was unable to determine cause of death, or whether the damage to the body was ante-mortem or post-mortem, and, if it was post-mortem, whether it was a result of being in the river. Limbs softening, rotting tissue being hit by boat propellers or rocks, nibbled by fish until they fell away. Or whether they'd been removed deliberately. The picturesque Sokolovich Bridge at Visegrad, only 20 miles upstream, was both a World Heritage Site and a beautiful suicide spot. Damaged bodies fished out of the river were both tragic and commonplace. Simo couldn't entirely blame the coroner for leaving his verdict open, yet this time, Simo had little doubt. Whoever had dumped this man's body in the water didn't want him easily identified when he turned up. He wondered, uneasy, whether these bodies were the only ones that they would find. 2 headless, mutilated bodies within weeks was unusual, even along this stretch of river. There wasn't much they could do, however, to test his hunch except wait and see if there was another body. Dredging the Drina, or sending divers, was an impossible task. The river was fast and wide, hundreds of kilometres long, and forceful enough to power several hydroelectric plants. Several officers were combing the riverbank, but Simo held out little hope. The unfortunate...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?